Welcome, and thank you for joining today's IBM teleconference, Improve the Management of Your Growing Mainframe Storage Environments. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and include a question and answer session. Today's teleconference is being recorded. In this teleconference, we'll walk through Tivoli ZOS storage management products and capabilities. We'll show where the IBM solution can help address common ZOS storage problems and how to use the technology more efficiently and effectively to manage the environment for cost savings and reduce risk. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker for today's teleconference, Kevin Hosozawa, Tivoli System ZStorage Product Manager, IBM Software Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you. As mentioned, my name is Kevin Hosozawa. I am a product manager in Tivoli and support the Tivoli ZStorage Management portfolio, along with somebody else named Bob Teeter, who is also product manager and supports the same portfolio. So what I'd like to talk to you about today really is geared towards managing mainframe storage. And when I say mainframe storage, what I am really referring to is ZOS storage management. So let's move on to slide 2. So when we think about Tivoli ZStorage solutions, what we really want to do is, as a solution, we want to be able to help you in terms of your productivity, helping you lose costs, and in a lot of ways fostering synergy throughout your organization. One of the things that I'm fortunate enough to do is go out and talk to a lot of customers. And during these times that I do go out and speak to them, there are a few challenges that have come into play that are very common throughout the industry. So what I'll do on this slide is talk about what some of those challenges are and what are some of the ways of maybe overcoming these challenges. They are in very general, broad brushes, but I believe that what you will do is hear something along the lines that resonate to what's going on in your environment. So the first thing that people tend to say really is that this is a very complicated environment and continues to become more complicated. One of the things that happens in such a complicated environment is wanting to try and simplify storage management wherever possible. When you think about your environment, you have hardware that comes from multiple vendors. You have software that you utilize to do the management of not only your IO subsystem, but of the data that is residing in your IO subsystem. And multiple different tools that you have to use in order to basically manage your environment in the most efficient way that you can. And that becomes one issue that most of the customers that I talk to talk about. The second customer challenge that comes around really is just the old, you need to be able to maximize your storage resources out there. You have to minimize any type of outage that comes along. You have to make sure that you are, from a resource point of view, getting all that you can out of your environment, but also maximizing your own personnel time. The third customer challenge that seems to come around, which is a trend that just continues to be, is that there's a set of declining staff issues that come along. Not only headcount, you're really tasked to do much more with a lot less people. And along with that comes along the lines of reduction of skills. There's a lot of very knowledgeable ZStorage management professionals out there. Sometimes, though, there is what is becoming more and more of a trend, folks that are new being brought into this particular segment and managing things. So there is a breakdown or, in some cases, a declining skill set that occurs. And then finally, of course, budget. I don't know anybody in these days that actually do have increasing budgets, and if you do, be thankful. So some of the ways that we consider being able to address some of these challenges and overcoming them are, one, taking a look at a common set of tools across your storage system. And what that really means is, when you think about having to use different tools that all have different interfaces, all react differently in terms of input that you have to do, and work more like independent tools than tools that all really are built to help you do one thing, which is manage the OS environment. Being able to look at that and say that you have a set of tools that can help you in that way will help you simplify not only your environment, but managing that environment. In terms of minimizing outages and managing changes, one of the things that we believe is very critical when we start looking at managing your environment is being able to have customized alerts. Being able to not only have very, very accurate customized alerts, but also be able to automate these tasks such that when something does happen, in some cases you might already have an automated response, thus minimizing the outage. And then when it comes to declining staff skills and budgets, being able to look at a comprehensive view of your storage infrastructure, being able to utilize the tools that you have to help transfer knowledge, and really being able to look at your resource management so that you can reduce the risk that is occurring in your environment are all different ways that you would be looking at overcoming the challenges that we just spoke about. So let's move on to slide 3. What you'll notice on slide 3, which is titled IBM Tivoli Systems E Storage Solutions Leading Edge, you'll see the right-hand side of the slide. In there you'll see what we believe is a graphic representation of key storage management disciplines out in the ZOS space. So let's start with the purple circle that is almost at the top of the larger circle. In there, what you see is applications and workloads. And what we're really talking about here is when you're looking at your environment, what are you looking at? Are you looking at your resources? One of the things that we believe is very critical is being able to look at the workload that is running through your system. Because regardless of what your resources are doing, when it comes to providing services, when it comes to being able to judge whether or not the services that you're providing for the workloads that are key to your business is being able to look at it from the point of view of that workload. Is it getting the services it's needed? If we move over to the right, the next circle says DOS, disk, and solid-state devices. While this is typical resource type of view that you want to be able to see, you want to be able to understand what's going on in your I/O subsystem, whether or not the actual resources that you're worried about, such as things like space, performance, everything else at a resource level, is what you are looking for. Whether or not you're getting the most out of your DASD, whether or not you might be getting what you need out of your solid-state devices, all those are certain disciplines that we believe are key. The next circle over down is something that says allocations in it. And what that really is strict availability. Are you running into any allocation problem? If you are, do you actually realize how much of an impact that might have in your environment? And how can you skirt those type of issues? Below that, tape resources. When we talk about I/O subsystem, we're not only talking about DASD channels, control units. What we're really talking about is the complete I/O subsystem. So things like your tape devices, what's going on with your tape libraries. These are all very important. The next thing is disaster recovery, which at this time everybody is very concerned about. Being able to understand not only whether or not you can recover from your disaster, but recover specific applications that might be very critical to your business. Those are all concerns and disciplines of ZOS storage management. The next circle is ICF catalogs. And ICF catalogs are the heart to your IO subsystem to accessing your data. If you've ever had any type of catalog problem, you understand how critical that becomes, whether or not you're able to get going in any reasonable amount of time, and the type of impact that it has. I've heard of ICF catalogs going down and bringing down environments for days and not even being able to recover completely from that. And then finally, when we talk about things such as managing data, what do you use? HSM? Well, HSM itself is actually a subsystem that has a lot going with it. When have you done certain things like audited your HSM, making sure that it's running as effective as it can and efficiently as it has, as it can? Have you run into any problems within your HSM environment? All very critical when it comes time to really understanding the availability and the services that you're providing for that business that you support. So on the left-hand side of this slide, we believe that there are certain things that we think are very, very strong with the Tivoli Z storage management solution. And the first one is unmatched depth, breadth and depth of our Z storage management capability. As you can see from what I just spoke about in terms of different disciplines, we have solutions in each one of these areas that we believe will be very helpful in being able to increase productivity, reduce costs, and foster synergy. The next thing that we believe is we have a very integrated storage monitoring capability. The portfolio of products that I'll get into in the next slide, I'll talk a little bit more about that integration and how they will help you in becoming a lot more efficient in your management of Z storage. The next thing is each one of the solutions that we're talking about here, we are looking at really a heterogeneous environment, not only with the hardware and software. We believe that the solution that we can provide for you is very strong and capable regardless of what your hardware and software environment is. The next thing is flexible reporting and analytical capability. The solutions we have can provide real-time, near-term history and long-term history information, allowing you not only to be able to react in a real-time fashion, but also do analysis afterwards. We have what I believe is one of the most exceptional parts about this portfolio, which is intelligent alerts, which lead to automated problem resolutions. And I'll get into that a lot more in the upcoming slides. Also, we believe that the solutions we provide will help you reduce resource consumption and with that cost. And I can talk a little bit about that as we go forward in the future. Of course, increasing staff efficiency and productivity is something that we strive for in this particular suite of products and solutions. How they work together. Reduce dependency on gurus. We have capabilities that allow you to do things like expert advice and help transfer knowledge. And finally, what we really do have is a capability that is very unique to this portfolio, which is taking what we have in the Z storage discipline and being able to assimilate that information across your whole IT management area such that you got the capabilities of having a lot of synergy not only within your storage management arena, but with other places such as ZOS, CICS, IMS, DB2, even your distributed areas and application monitoring areas. And I can get into that a little bit more. Again, this particular portfolio is built to increase productivity, reduce costs, and foster synergy. So let's move on to slide 4. Slide 4 is titled Tivoli Z-Storage Integration Unmatched Capability. So again, if you turn around and look at the graphic on the right-hand side, what you'll see on the gray boxes below are what typically folks think about when they think about IBM and storage, or Z-Storage. The traditional things such as HSM, DFDSS, RMM, DFP. What you'll notice, though, is that the Tivoli portfolio, the products that you see in red, are built upon these basic offerings that come from IBM that do things such as your allocations and your actual management, backup recalls of certain things, your dumps of your data sets, and you know your tape libraries and so forth. So what we offer is the capability of really being able to manage more efficiently that environment. So let's start with the red box in the middle. The red box in the middle is the Omegamon XE for storage on COS product. This particular offering has a wide breadth of capabilities that we typically call the cornerstone tool within your storage management toolkit box. The reason for that really is because when you look at the capabilities that come out of Omegamon XE for storage, we provide information about workloads running through your system, about your DAS, the IO subsystem, as well as your tape system. We can give you some basic information on HSM in terms of looking at the active queue and what's going on. We can provide you information about your SMS constructs. We can give you an application view such that you can define very quickly to Omegamon XE for storage the address space that is running on your ZOS system, and we will tell you every single data set that that address space is touching in real time, what the response times are of those data sets, of the volumes that those data sets are residing on. Again, a very, very comprehensive view of what that address space is doing on ZOS right now. So that's why, again, we call it the cornerstone, because we can provide you performance information, but not only performance information, we can provide you availability information as far as how much space is available on DASB, as well as taking a look at your tape libraries and the amount of slots that are available. Again, a wide range of capabilities that address your storage management as a whole. What I'll talk about now are other offerings in the portfolio. These offerings are very targeted and are very powerful tools, but in particular areas. So let's start with the upper left-hand red box, which is our Tivoli Advanced Reporting and Management for HSM. This particular offering gives you a very deep dive into what's going on with HSM in terms of taking a look at your daily management cycles, what's going on in there, taking a look at your control data sets, making sure that everything is healthy, being able to reorg certain parts of HSM and doing so while HSM is still available to the application. Again, a very, what I would call, efficient and a way of being able to put a cost associated to being able to manage your environment in this way, such that you're getting the most availability out of HSM while doing so. So again, this particular offering gives you the capability of easily looking at what's going on within the HSM, from a day-to-day management point of view, as well as maintaining the HSM environment. The next product below that is the Tivoli Advanced Audit for HSM. And what that really is if you've had the capabilities of actually doing an audit in HSM, you might find that at times it can take a long time. In some cases, we've had situations where an audit has actually ran for days. Once utilizing the Tivoli Advanced Audit for HSM product, that audit was brought down to a matter of hours, actually 3 hours. So again, a great cost savings capability coming out of a product that not only can help you reduce your audit time, but identify where you have mismatches, correct these things, being able to turn around and look at your HSM tape and making sure that if there are problems on your HSM tape, they can even be corrected or fixed. Again, a great way to look at how to manage your HSM environment. The product below that, the lower left-hand side, is Tivoli Advanced Catalog Management for ZOS. And if you've ever had a catalog problem, you realize how painful and how difficult it is to sometimes get out of it. In some cases, what you really need to do is be able to make sure that the backups that you have are timely backups and that you can recover from those backups if need be. If you have a user catalog problem, this particular offering allows you to make sure and ensure that the backups that you do have are timely and you're able to recover from any kind of catalog problems that might happen. This particular offering also allows you to reorient the catalog while open to or available to an address space. So again, think about how much you can save by not having to schedule so much downtime in order to be able to do reorganizations of your user catalog. Now let's go to the product that is on the middle part of the graphic in red, and it's Tivoli Advanced Backup and Recovery for ZOS product. And what we have here is a capability of making sure that you can recover from a disaster that might occur and recover an application. So there are a lot of hardware technologies out there that you might turn around and say you utilize for disaster recovery. Well, some of that hardware technology might actually be things such as mirroring and at the hardware end. And there is definite need for that type of technology and that type of recovery. What the Advanced Backup and Recovery product will provide for you, though, is the capability of being able to identify every single data set that a particular application is touching and making sure that the backups of those are done very quickly, efficiently, such that if you have a localized disaster, you're able to recover. And what that really means is if you think about things such as mirroring, in the case where you have a corrupt file, what does mirroring buy you other than it replicates that corruption much more quickly throughout your organization? In that case, there's a need for point-in-time backup and recovery capabilities that you will always have. And what this offering does for you is be able to provide that, but in a very quick and efficient manner. So let's go on to the next offering, which is on the upper right-hand side, which is Tivoli Advanced Allocation Management for ZOS. If you've ever been plagued with X37 type of admins, you understand how disruptive that might be in your environment. Being able to quickly recover from those type of admins, or for that matter, avoiding those admins before they happen, can really save you a lot of time and effort. The Advanced Allocation Management for ZOS does exactly that. It not only allows you to avoid the admin, but if the admin does occur, you'll be able to recover from that, keep going without an outage. Now, the next two offerings on the right-hand side, the middle and lower part of this graphic, are both tape offerings that we have. The first one being Advanced Tape Allocation Manager, and what that really is for RMM environments. If you're running RMM, what we're doing here is we're providing you the ability to stack. It's amazing how many tapes you might have out there that only have a few tracks of data on them. Being able to consolidate some of that will allow you really to look at getting some buyback in terms of tape resources you have out there. The final offering in the portfolio is something called Tivoli Tape Optimizer. And if you've ever been in a situation where you've had tape drives that were defined to two different sysplexes, and one sysplex was utilizing most of those drives or all of those drives, and that had a workload on there that was waiting for a drive, and you had another sysplex that had drives available, you know how frustrating that is. Being able to share that resource or those hardware resources really would help maximize your throughput and really give you a buyback in terms of cost and performance. This particular offering called Tivoli Tape Optimizer does that for you. It provides you the capability of sharing tape drives between sysplexes as well as LPARs. So the differentiators in this particular portfolio that we think are very, very clear here is that all these products that I mentioned in red utilize something called the Tivoli Enterprise Portal. And what that means is they can all be linked together. You have the capabilities of doing things such as dynamic linking. If I'm looking at Omega Mon XD for storage and I'm monitoring a particular DASD storage group out there, and I'm looking at certain volumes out there, and I realize that there is a volume that's going to start to have a problem because of space, and I also realize, oh, that volume has the user catalog on it, I can very quickly, from Omega Mon XD for storage, jump into the advanced catalog management product and see what's going on in that user catalog. Is it waiting to get an extent? Is it close to that? Are we going to have a problem? If we are, I can jump back to the Omega Mon XD for storage problem and maybe go ahead and instigate a migrate of some of the data off of that volume just enough so that if we need to take an extent with the user catalog, we can. And I can do that because the Omega Mon XD for storage product has an online toolkit that allows you to do DS, HSM, DFDSS, ICK DSS, RMM commands, all from the user interface. So again, I'm linking between two products that are giving me some very detailed specific information and react and utilize are being utilized the same way. Another way of just seamlessly integrating all these products together so that they become one when it comes to managing your storage environment. We also believe that a very strong aspect of this particular offering is the capability of application views when it comes to I/O performance. When you look at what's running through your system, it's not always good enough to understand that your DASD devices are getting this particular millisecond response time. Because in truth, what you really are looking for is how is that workload that is critical to your business, how is that being serviced? And being able to look at an application very quickly, an address space running on VOS, and seeing what the response times are at a data set level, what the cache hit ratios are at a data set level, really does bring into your view what is going on with that workload. Very powerful. We also have deep availability and performance capabilities throughout the portfolio, as well as what I believe one of the key things that we provide for you is the capability of managing through exceptions. Today's world, things are so complicated and so big that you can't sit down and just manage by knowing every single data set that's out there, every single volume. You have to learn to accept that you got to start managing by exception. That's the only way you're going to get your arms around the whole environment. We also believe that we are the best in class when it comes to HSM reporting and audit capabilities, as well as error correction. Allocation management, what we can provide for you is the capability of not only being able to prevent problems, but if they do happen, correct those problems that occur when it comes to space allocation. And finally, what we believe is a very high buyback for you is when you take a look at being able to utilize backup and recovery and utilize the capabilities that come with advanced backup and recovery. For what we're doing here is using fast replication capabilities at the control unit level. So now, instead of burning cycles when it comes to doing backups, utilizing your standard CPs, we're offloading them to the control unit, allowing you basically to buy back some CPU cycles. Again, some very tangible cost associations in terms of the type of buyback we can provide for you. So with that, let's go ahead and move on to slide 4. I'll try to pick up the pace a little bit. One of the things that I was mentioning here is really the capabilities of being able to manage by exception. And what we talk about here is, in a lot of cases when you look at monitoring, what you see is the capability of being able to get an exception or an alert if you broach a particular metric. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but what I typically see in a lot of cases is I walk into data centers and start asking folks, why is this particular line red? And they say, oh, don't worry about it, it's always red. To me, that signals one thing, which is the desensitizing to what might be a real problem, or a real problem being masked by something that's always red. So with our solutions, we have something that's called situations. And situations really, really are key, because what situations are not only a threshold that's being broached, but a very intelligent alert, an alert that you can associate and build utilizing logic and or logic. If this is happening at this time and for these storage groups or these volumes, then notify me, otherwise not. You can have up to 10 different decisions built into a situation in order for you to basically get an alert or not. Why is that really critical? Well, when you think about being able to automate certain things, you don't want to just automate anything. You want to be able to make sure that whatever you automate is, one, a very, very specific situation that is occurring. By doing so, you can tap things such as the take action capabilities that come out of our solution suite in order to be able to automatically do things. Or you can do it manually, but the thing is that situation is calling out a very, very precise occurrence that is occurring. So you know definitely that that is a problem. And that's not something that operations or anybody who is monitoring should be able to just say, hey, that's always red. So again, very, very important in being able to manage by exception. So let's move on to the next slide, slide 6, which is effective problem identification reduces costs. Again, what I'm talking about here is a situation. Being able to have that intelligent situation is going to allow you basically to then say, I have a real problem. In a lot of cases, what I tell folks that are utilizing the solutions that we're talking about today is, don't build 1,000 situations. you know exactly what are the 10 problems that occur. Build situations around those. Build situations around things that you know have happened, because in all likelihood, they're going to happen again at one point or another. Be able to quickly identify and drill down to where the problem is one way of fixing it, but also think about it. If this has happened over and over again, and you have a situation, that might be a great candidate for automation. And automating via doing certain things, such as utilizing the OmegaMon XC for storage online toolkit function, that you can go ahead and have automatically address a particular problem that occurs. Or you can turn around and even go ahead and just touch automation, scripts, whatever. Again, utilizing being able to effectively problem identification and effectively figure out what's going on is the key to leveraging automation in this particular area. So let's move on to slide 7. Fostering teamwork and efficiency. We believe that our solution really is key to fostering teamwork, not only within the storage management arena, but also throughout your organization. If you take a look at the utilization of the TEP interface, what you really see is the capabilities of being able to take information coming from ZOS storage management and being able to leverage them with things such as ZOS management, CICS management, DB2 management, IMS management, middleware management, even distributed storage management or applications. All these different Tivoli offerings utilize the same interface, such that I can go ahead and have alerts coming from ZOS storage, from CICS, from DB2, in order to be able to represent a logical workflow running through your system and representing every single part that may go wrong in that workflow, so that when there is a problem, you can identify very quickly that you got a problem with application ABC. And if I go ahead and expand on it, oh, it's a network problem. Oh, it's a storage problem. Oh, it's a CICS problem or a DB2 problem or whatever. Again, you get the picture. It's being able to really turn around and take the knowledge of the information that's being provided to you and assimilate it throughout the organization so you can very, very quickly identify and triangulate where the problem is. About 70% of the time that it takes from identification of a problem to correcting that problem occurs just in the segment of identifying that problem. To isolate that problem, 70% of your whole time happens there. If you can turn around and break and get that down to 10%, look how much you're saving in terms of being able to react to problems or, for that matter, in some cases, averting a problem from occurring. Again, another way to foster synergy and teamwork. You can't continue managing your whole IT environment in silos. It's just not efficient in today's world. So let's move on to slide 8. One of the things I wanted to also discuss was when it comes time for an enterprise-wide storage solution, both with Z and distributed, a lot of people that I'm talking to in today's world are starting to be tasked with not only managing ZOS, but also the distributed area. How can you do that? Well, in a lot of cases, what you see here in a graphic is workspace coming out of Tivoli Enterprise Portal, but that workspace has ZOS information and distributed information. So you can see what we're looking at in terms of helping to provide people that are looking for end-to-end management capabilities, provide them with a tool that will allow them not only to manage ZOS, but take a look at things such as TPC, TSM, that also utilize the Tivoli Enterprise Portal and get all this information into one place. think about how complicated your environment is in today's world when you're looking at the cloud environment, when you're looking at the enterprise environment, all technologies today that are mainstream. But you can't turn around and manage those things in silos. You got to start integration. You got to start looking at what can you do to maximize the way you do management of your environment. So things in terms of being able to see examples coming out of a temp interface would be things like cross-monitor, cross-platform backups, monitor storage configuration, monitoring performance as a whole, looking for certain bottlenecks that may occur. And they could occur anywhere, not only on ZOS, not only on distributed, but across the way. Also monitoring just availability of that environment. Noted on the bottom of the slide, if you want to take a look at a white paper that was written, there's a link to one that you'd be able to get out of an IBM website. So let's move on to slide 9. Just very quickly, I wanted to identify some of the things that we've done throughout 2011, but also in 2012. We want to stress the point that what we're doing is we're really focused in on Z-Storage management here at IBM Tivoli. And in doing so, we've done a lot of work in the last 4 to 5 years, where if you haven't taken a look at this portfolio, I would really hope that you would take an opportunity just to see what's going on. What we've delivered in 2012 have been 5 new releases of products, but not only 5 new releases of products, but also different products, but also what we consider an interim feature. We call it an IF, but we've delivered an IF that specifically was for Megamon XC for storage at the end of 2011 that provides some very strong actioning capabilities utilizing storage toolkit function, but not only that, expanded our hardware support for both DASD and tape. In 2012, one of the big things that we've done is pull together something called the IBM Tivoli Advanced Storage Management Suite. And in doing so, we've provided a consolidated offering of 4 different, very strong, deep dive capability tools that are within the portfolio under a single offering such that you can order all 4 via that single PID or product ID. Those 4 products are Advanced Reporting and Management for HSM, Advanced Allocation Management, Advanced Catalog Management, and Advanced Audit for HSM. So if you think about it, if you're running an HSM environment on ZOS, we're providing you deep dive capabilities with the HSM reporting capability and the HSM audit capability. We're giving you the capabilities of being able to really take a look at your catalog environment, making sure that everything is intact and can be recovered. And we're providing you with the capabilities of allocation management to help avoid any kind of X37 admins that may happen. Again, 4 very strong products that work well together in conjunction with Omegamon XE for storage can provide a very, very strong Z-Storage management capability. We are also, in 2012, delivered Advanced Allocation Management IF, or interim feature, which allows you basically to have a lot more filtering capabilities for easy use. One of the things that I want to stress here is if you take a look at all the different offerings, enhancements that we've been providing recently, we continue these enhancements based on customer-driven input. We listen to what our customers are asking for and hopefully try and deliver what they need. So let's move on to the next slide, slide 10, which is the IBM Storage Management Software future outlook. Just very quickly, what I want to mention here is that we continue to look at how we can push this portfolio forward. And in doing so, we're looking at things such as focusing in on enterprise-level storage management, integration across the board. We continue addressing customer enhancements. And we want to increase the integration we have not only amongst the Tivoli storage management product, but also within the IBM ZOS components out there, such as ZOS and the storage products that IBM as a whole provides. We continue to focus on improving time to value for our solutions and improve total cost of ownership, as well as hardware and software resource utilization, not only with products, but for your environment. And of course, we also believe that we have a very strong capability when it comes to helping you improve your IT management personnel efficiency. These are the themes that we take forward throughout our development cycles of all the Tivoli Z storage management portfolio. With that, I'll go on to slide 11. One of the things I just wanted to say, this is titled basically Save That Date. In 2012, June 4th through the 8th, in Orlando, Florida, IBM has a premier storage conference. In there, we have both an executive and a technical track for not only Z-Storage, but just storage in general. Again, it is one of the premier storage conferences of the year, so if you have an opportunity, please take a look. You can go to the website and just see what is happening there. But maybe well worth your attendance if you decide that you want to learn more about just what's going on in the storage arena. So with that, we'll go on to slide 12, where I'd like to thank you all for your time in sitting around and listening to me talk about Tivoli Z storage portfolio. Again, thank you, and with that, I'll return it to the operator.
Thank you, Kevin. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a question and answer session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question today, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for a moment. For our second question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause. For our third question today, are you currently using a Tivoli Advanced Storage product? If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving information on this solution. If yes, press star 1. If no information is desired at this time, please press star 2. And that concludes our survey today. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question today, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. Again, that is star 1 for questions, and we'll pause for a moment. As a reminder, that is star 1 if you have any questions today. Kevin, it doesn't seem there's any questions in the queue. I'd like to turn things back over to you.
Thank you, Holly. Well, again, I hope you found this somewhat informative. Again, I also would like to thank you for your time spent listening to this. And again, if there is any other questions, please contact your Tivoli rep or somebody at IBM, or the email address that is on the title slide. Well, thank you very much, and everybody have a great day. Bye.
That does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for your participation, and have a great day.